Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
On this episode of ID the Future, we have an interview with science journalist and blogger Denise O'Leary, who sat down to talk with us about her latest book, The Spiritual Brain, a neuroscientist's case for the existence of the soul.
You want to state a dangerous idea. Say something like, I think the best way to interpret my research is that the universe shows evidence of intelligent design. That's dangerous. What these people are doing, John Brockman, The Edge, Wedge the Edge, all I know is it's not dangerous, it's dull.
It's
passé, it's so yesterday, it's not where things are.
Well, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I have a very dull then quote for you.
Go ahead.
on the idea of God. It says here, Jesse Baring, his dangerous idea, science will never silence God. This is because God is not an idea. This is a direct quote from him. Nor a cultural invention, nor an opiate of the masses, nor any such thing. God is a way of thinking that has been rendered permanent by natural selection. I mean, this is what the materialists are coming up with for how we have God and the problem of God, why people have been believing in religion and have been seeking these mystical experiences as long as we've been people. What does your book say in response to this?
Well, first off, we need to understand why someone would say that. Mm. What the materialist needs to do is to explain the human mind and any contents thereof in materialist terms. Mm. This guy has chosen natural selection. Somebody else might choose the selfish gene or postulate the existence of some nonsensical concept like the meme or whatever. So it really doesn't matter what it is he's postulating as long as it isn't that the mind is real.
Mm.
Now, that's the dangerous idea. I think that in our book we talk about that certainly, and we have to go back behind ideas about God to understand what the conflict is between materialism and non-materialism. Trying to understand consciousness itself is like looking into and out of a window at the same time. Because consciousness is subjective and it's objective. For me, your consciousness is objective and mine is subjective. And for you, it's the reverse.
Right.
That doesn't mean it can't be studied. But it does mean that if we are looking for some way to show that consciousness doesn't really exist, is a user illusion, is simply generated by the random firings of neurons, yada, yada, we're wasting our time. A more likely explanation is that mind creates matter than that matter creates mind. Now, but of course the materialist is wedded to matter creates mind, and therefore he needs to espouse virtually any concept other than that the mind is real. So I'm not surprised by this Jesse Baring's quote. I think if you look, you'll find that there are 50 others that are similar, except that each of them will be reaching for a different ornament on the Christmas tree.
You write about materialism, and you call it a monistic philosophy. Can you unpack that a little bit and explain what a monistic philosophy is and how this affects the way scientists approach how the limits it imposes on science, let's put it that way.
A monistic philosophy is a philosophy according to which there's only one thing, in this case, matter. Now, one of the problems with a monistic philosophy, as opposed to a dualistic one, is the monist, the follower of a monistic philosophy, must prefer any explanation within his philosophy, no matter how defective or ridiculous, to any explanation outside it. In the case of materialism, dealing with matters like consciousness, mind, spiritual experiences that change people's lives, self-sacrificing behavior for people one doesn't know, the materialist is forced into very defective explanations that must be treated as if they were fact, because otherwise he would have to acknowledge the existence of non-material fact. which he's unwilling to do. So you will hear people insist that God is a gene, God is a helmet, a circuit in the brain, temporal lobe epilepsy,
right.
This, that, the other, I don't know. There were times I lost track. There were times I laughed so hard I had to be very careful not to be drinking coffee or anything while I was working. But part of the background of that is that I myself come from a background where spiritual experiences were taken for granted and were known to very frequently be life-changing. So I don't mean I came from a fundamentalist background or anything like that, but
right.
I was familiar with a good deal. So when I heard these explanations, thought them not only wrong but ridiculous, I realized this is all these people have to offer.
Mm.
Now I know that we're in the middle of a big change in the way people are thinking.
You just heard Denise O'Leary explaining the premise of her recently co-authored book, The Spiritual Brain. Friday the Future, this is Annika Smith from the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.